Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. All right, let's dive into this week's tech developments that actually matter. First up, we've got some serious spyware concerns. Absolute's persistence tech is now embedded in over 600 million devices. This isn't your run-of-the-mill malware. It's so robust it can survive system wipes. If you're wondering how deep this rabbit hole goes, check out the details at the link in the show notes. Next, Microsoft's at it again with their Bing wallpaper app. Users are crying foul, claiming it's behaving more like malware than a legit application. It's auto-installing, running at startup, and proving to be a pain to remove. If you've noticed some weird behavior on your system lately, this might be the culprit. We've got a link to the full story if you want to investigate further. Now here's a wild one for the solar power folks. SolarC is in hot water after allegedly remotely disabling all DAIA inverters in the US. We're talking about customers suddenly finding themselves without power. This raises some serious questions about control and ownership in the smart device era. If you're running solar or thinking about it, you'll want to read up on this one. Switching gears to some tools you might actually want to use. First up is Screenshot to Code. This is a game changer for front-end devs. You drop in a screenshot and it spits out clean HTML, Tailwind, React, or Vue code. No more painful hours trying to replicate a design. This tool does the heavy lifting for you. Next, we've got Open Interpreter. Think of it as a natural language interface for your computer. You talk to your machine, tell it what you want done, and it makes it happen. It's like having a coding assistant that actually understands what you're trying to accomplish. Last but not least, there's Flare Solver. This one's for all you data hounds out there. It's a proxy server specifically designed to bypass Cloudflare protection. When you absolutely, positively need to scrape that site, this is your go-to tool. Just remember to use it responsibly, folks. Remember, you can find code samples and more details for all of these tools at compiler.io. These aren't just flashy new toys. They're tools designed to solve real problems that developers face every day. That's the rundown for this week. Keep coding, stay curious, and remember, in the world of tech, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Especially if it's auto-installing on your system. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.